Listening Library presents A to Z Mysteries, The Invisible Island, by Ron Roy. Read by David Patu.
The Invisible Island. Chapter 1. Donald David Duncan, known as Dink to his friends, answered the telephone. Duncan residence, Dink speaking.
Get over here,
Josh Pinto yelled. Dink jerked the phone away from his ear.
Why?
He asked.
My mom says we can have a picnic on Squaw Island, Josh said. She made us lunch.
It was a steaming hot July day. Splashing around in the Indian River would feel great, thought Dink.
Okay, let me tell my mom and pick up Ruth Rose. We'll be right over.
Dink ran up the stairs to his parents' room. His mother was sitting at her sewing machine mending a pair of Dink's jeans.
Hey, Mom, me and Josh and Ruth Rose are going to the river for a picnic, okay?
Dink asked.
Okay, but you kids stay together,
she said.
Thanks, Mom.
Dink pulled on old shorts and his grubbiest sneakers. Before he left, he fed Loretta, his guinea pig. Dink heard her squeak happily as he ran back down the stairs. Dink hurried over to Ruth Rose's house. Ruth Rose's cat, Tiger, was nursing her kittens on the front step. Dink carefully stepped around them, then rang the bell. The door opened. Ruth Rose's little brother, Nate, stood in the doorway. He had a cookie in each hand and another in his mouth.
Hi, Natey, Dink said. Is your sister here?
Shugoof and Moopy,
Nate said through his cookie. Dink blinked at Nate.
Huh?
Ruth Rose appeared next to Nate.
Hi, Dink. What's going on? She said.
Ruth Rose Hathaway liked to dress all in one color. Today she wore...